This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
To a territory, you're greeted by killer whales, you're greeted by eagles. Gray whales are part of our journey. So if you have the opportunity to be out there, there's spiritual moments that happen. And they need not be prescribed moments, but they just become a part of how you're feeling at that time. If you're cleansed by just being out in the water, every stroke of the paddle, you leave something behind. If there's anything negative inside of you, you leave it behind. And that's the most profound things that we can offer to any of the canoe people that are a part of the journey. And this is one of the most fulfilling parts of what it means to be out on the journey. It allows us to look into our past. It allows us to maintain the respect for our elders. Our elders become are linked to our past, and our young people are linked to the future.
Listening to a clip from the documentary Tribal Journeys, Celebrating Our Ancestors by Open Hand Reel. Tribal Journeys is an annual celebration of indigenous canoe cultures of the Pacific Northwest First Nations, and it serves as a testament to the courage, strength, dedication, commitment, and spirit of First Nations ancestors. First Nations from the coasts of British Columbia and Washington State have participated each year since 1993. Youth on Our Journey is a separate but complementary program helping dozens of Cowichan youths preparing to paddle to Suquamish during the 2009 Tribal Journeys. Rita George Green is an organizer with Youth on Our Journey. She joins us on the line today from Cowichan. Welcome to People First Radio, Rita.
Thank you for inviting us.
Rita, tell us more about Tribal Journeys. How did it begin, and what is its main purpose?
Tribal Journeys, as mentioned earlier, began in 1989 through Suquamish, Washington, and so this marks their 20th anniversary for this event, and it's a reestablishment of the ancestral routes taken through our ancestors of the Coast Salish descent. And our youth began 2007, and some of them have returned for their second year.
How has Tribal Journeys, it sounds like a very large event, how has it developed over the years? How many people were participating at the start, and how has it grown over that time?
Tribal Journeys start was, I believe, just with a few tribes, and as it progressed, it involved tribes as far as Bella Bella right down to Washington State, and also included Saskatchewan as well. So we can get up to anywhere up to 120 canoes to arrive at the host tribal nation.
Yes. Now, your fellow organizer, Mike Olibar, is with you as well, I believe.
Right.
Could you put him on the line?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Mike Olibar.
How are you doing?
Fine. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
You're working with youth of the Cowichan Nation who will be participating in the upcoming Tribal Journeys. How do you help them prepare for the experience?
Well, for my job description, I've been working with the kids since October and guiding them how to fundraise and getting them down to the bay and working as a team, as a family, to get on the canoe and practice on the canoe. We started out once a week, in the fall and winter season.
Mm-hmm.
And now the weather's better, the spring and summer, that we're going out every day. And they've been preparing themselves on a strict diet, training as well. Mm-hmm. Drug and alcohol free.
Mm-hmm. Mike, have you participated yourself in the tribal journeys? Were you a participant over the last few years?
Yes, I have. I've been involved since 1998. That was my first tribal journey, and it was a healing experience for me because at that time I lost my late father.
Hmm.
So I took that path to jump on the tribal journeys, and for me it was a learning experience and a healing
mm-hmm.
and growing experience for me. So ever since I've been involved, I've been encouraging other people to get involved with tribal journeys.
Yes. Now, the youth will be in the water, is it tomorrow or Friday?
Monday. July 27th.
Monday, July 27th. Youth on Our Journey president, one of the youth, Joe Norris, is with you, I believe.
Yes, he is.
Would you put him on the line?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Joe Norris. Welcome to People First Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me on here.
Tell us about your thoughts for this journey. How do you feel about it?
It's coming up pretty quick. It's kind of nervous about it and excited at the same time. We're going on different water that we haven't been through. It's in the U.S. there, so it should be a lot of fun.
Mm.
Meeting a lot of people. Something to look forward to.
How long have you been involved with this initiative, Joe?
I started last year when we had it here in Cochin. About a year now, going on my second year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What impact have you seen on yourself and other youth that are part of the youth on our journey, on our journeys?
It brings more of the people together and you get a good, healthy lifestyle out of it and makes you grow a bit more. You get some more teachings there along the way and a lot of elders talk to you whilst you're on a journey. And
yes.
Yeah. It's a pretty good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're in a leadership role amongst the youth. Does this mean that you're part of organizing the youth participation in the larger event? What is your role there as the president of the youth on our journey group?
Well, we usually have to make sure that they're there for the fundraisers and practices, make sure they're keeping in shape and everything. I don't know, it's a lot of work to do. You're always busy on your feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Joe Norris, your vice president and fellow paddler, Gladys Joe, is there with you as well. I'm wondering if you could put her on the line.
Okay. Here she is.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Gladys Joe. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Are you ready for your journey?
Kind of nervous about it. But, yeah, I do believe that I am ready. Through this experience, I've experienced like a lot of cultural teachings and I learned more of my background and it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Mm. What are you most nervous about? The physical challenge of it or the open waters or the newness of it? Or
When we land, we have to ask permission to come ashore and my dad has been teaching me how to do that, and I've been helping him teach the rest of the group, and I think it's just that the fear of not being loud enough. And
I see.
That's about it.
It seems quite a symbolic gesture then to ask, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it important for youth to be a part of this experience?
It's important for the youth because in our own community and in the newspapers, as you read, there's been a lot of gang violence, and there was just recently a hit and run in Chimenez Bay, so I think it's important that the youth can experience something positive and fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gladys Joe, you have a younger fellow paddler with you, Amanda Canute. Is she there?
Yes.
Could you put her on the phone?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Amanda.
Yes.
Welcome to People First Radio.
Hi.
Amanda, tell us about your experiences getting ready for this journey.
It's been a lot of fun, and it's been getting people together again for the summer. Like, it would come as one once we head out. Mm-hmm. Like, we all work together for fundraising and work out, stay in shape and keep together as one once we head out.
Yes. Have you been on the tribal journeys before?
Yes, I was on it last year. It was my first year last year, so this is my second year.
Yeah. What was it like last year for you?
It was kind of nervous. It was neat. For myself, I always wanted to do war canoes, and I never had a chance, so I've done the tribal canoes, and it was a really neat experience for me to get on a canoe. And I really enjoyed it last year, and being out there in the waves when we left Nanu, so it was different.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Why is this important for youth, Amanda?
I think it's important for our youth to, for our tribes. I think it's kind of neat to have it in the summer because we have winter ceremonies, and now we can have something for the summer for our youth, so we can go all year round for tradition instead of the winter time.
Yes.
So we'll have something for our youth for the summertime and keep our tradition going of our language and stories and to carry on.
Mm. Amanda, could you put Rita back on the line?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hello.
Rita George Green, what are the key dates for Tribal Journeys this year? Remind us again when your young paddlers go into the water.
We are departing on July 25th, mm-hmm. Monday.
Okay.
Out of Cowichan, and we're actually driving to Lummi, Washington Reservation, and launching in Lummi Reservation because it's safer for our crew rather than traveling across the inlet to the mainland.
It's probably a lot involved in taking the boats down there.
Yes, the travel canoes will be heading out with another crew on this Saturday, which is a Cowichan canoe. So that'll be our two canoes going along with them, and we're actually meeting up as a group in Lummi, Washington.
Now, Rita, you've appealed for funds to help with costs of this journey as well. I'm wondering if any of our listeners are interested in helping out with the Youth on Our Journey initiative. How can they support the organization?
The Youth on Our Journey budget is quite a undertaking for our fundraising, and anything that we fundraised since October 2008 until to date has been going towards vehicles and land crew, which takes care of the tents and cooking and for the paddlers, rentals and food, and updating any camping equipment. And just a reminder that Youth on Our Journey is a nonprofit society, and any contribution will help us out quite a bit, because yesterday we just received two large bags of oats from another agency, and that will be going towards our breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not only monetary.
All right. And so how would people contact you or reach you to help out?
We can be contacted at our office, which is, if you attention to Rita George Green, area code 250-746-6184, mm-hmm. and then we can make arrangements from there.
Okay. Rita, we just have a moment left, and I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
Just that we're very proud of our youth paddlers, because their age range is from 16 to 25, and we began Youth on Our Journey without any canoes or any budget, and now with the diligent support of the youth fundraising, we're set to go, and we have two canoes as well. which are a collaboration of another agency through the hard work of our youth group.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rita George Green, for joining us today, and thank you to your fellow organizer and the youth paddlers who shared their thoughts with us. All the best to you on your voyages this year.
Okay, thank you for giving us the opportunity to have an interview.
Well, it'd be nice to speak with you again after it's over to see what the experience was like.
That would be great.
Okay, that Alrighty. Sounds good. Take care and happy journeys.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rita George Green is a child and youth worker. Rita also helps to organize the activities of Youth on Our Journey, along with fellow organizer Mike Olibar. Joe Norris, Gladys Joe, and Amanda Canute are members of Youth on Our Journey and will be paddling with Tribal Journeys.
People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.